Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey everyone, we have all kinds of relationship drama on the show today, so let's just dive right in with Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox. We now know what caused their recent split. Brian confirmed on his podcast that they have called it quits and that Megan became good friends with Machine Gun Kelly while shooting a movie together. Here are some of the photos of them on set. The director, Randall, he posted these. Well, Brian said he grew concerned about their marriage after he noticed a change in her once she came back from filming. Here's how he explained it.
She said, you know what? I realized while I was out of the country working alone that I feel more like myself, and I think that might be something worth trying for me. I can't be upset at her. She didn't ask to feel that way. She didn't, you know, it wasn't a choice she made. That's the way she honestly felt.
Man, when I heard this and I was reading the articles, my heart just sank, and I feel for him and I feel for her, and it's not like something happened, but just a change in two people. And he said that he and Megan, they still plan to do family vacations and holidays together. He seems so understanding. Could you guys be this understanding?
He's too nice. He's already forgetting a golden rule, and I believe this is a real thing, and I'm sure you guys have seen this firsthand. If you haven't, I don't know what's going on. It's called the man delay, and it's when a breakup happens, men take a lot longer to grieve. So we are fine for 2, 3, 4 months, and then it really hits us. Whereas girls, I think you grieve straight away. You get your army around you, and you're fine. And right now, he's in that mode where he's like, it's fine. Like that scene of Ross or Friends, he's like, it's fine. I'm fine. It's fine. I'm happy for it. It's just cool.
I really wanted to like disagree with you so heavily, but I'm gonna agree with parts of it. I think that you're 100% right. I think that men grieve relationships completely differently than women. I think women want to get to the brunt of their emotions right away. I think they want to feel better in a real meaningful way and really move on from a situation, where men just pretend like, oh, this is wonderful. She's not nagging me anymore. I don't have to deal with her. And then months later, they're like, oh my God, what's going on? Why am I still not over this person? Why has my life like stalled? So I agree with that. But I think with Brian Austin Green, I think they've already gone through so many different instances where they have been broken up. So he's kind of almost used to this, and he's maybe a little bit in shock and kind of sussing out whether this is really them actually breaking up for real. And I think when you're a mother and you have 3 kids and you've been with your partner for 10 years on and off, and then you get to go away and be on a movie set, have fun, have on-screen chemistry with your co-stars on and off camera, I think that you probably enjoy that time more because nobody's bothering you. So I'm sure she enjoyed that, and that's not... Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously,
I agree, yeah. Because, I just think it's... Well, the kids there, the kids weren't on set with her, so of course she's like,
right.
I forget how nice this life is. Megan, you got a family and kids. Like, you've got to be there for those times with the kids. So she's had a little bit of a romantic time away. Not saying that anything was untoward was happening on set, but she's seen this other side which she forgets about, and she's like, I want that back.
I don't think she's forgetting about her kids, though. I think that she still has her kids in mind, but I think she's realizing I can do me and the kids without having this person whom I've just grown completely away from. And they have filed for divorce in 2015, or they separated in 2015 before. So now that we're here in 2020, I think it's just a moment of clarity and just finally coming to terms with it all. And the fact that he even trusts her judgment if she does choose to move on with Machine Gun Kelly, which he said that he doesn't think that they're in a relationship. I think that, you know, he's just a stand-up guy, and he's probably been trying to get over this for a while as well.
Honestly, Brian Austin Green, you've got to just, he's being too nice. He's being too nice right now. I'm not saying you got to be mean, but he's, I don't know. I feel for him.
I don't think he's being too nice. I think he's being mature. I think he's trying to handle this as responsibly as possible. I think that they're both hyper aware that they need to co-parent their children. And he kind of is just like, look, if this is how she feels, how am I going to fight her on that? Is it the situation I wanted? No. Is it ideal? No. But I, again, going back to my original point, I don't think that either of them are completely convinced that this relationship is over forever. So I think he's really just taking his time. You can't be that okay with your wife of 10 years being like, I just don't feel better with you and our three children. Not that she said three kids.
Shouldn't he be
like,
fighting for it right now? Like, shouldn't he?
They've been fighting for it.
They've had so many problems for so long. At what point do you just say, like, all right, like, look, this is too difficult?
Yeah. So we'll see how it all plays out, see if it remains amicable. I hope it does.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to Kim Zolciak. She just admitted that she and her daughter Brielle rushed to get their lips injected as soon as the restrictions were lifted. She told Andy Cohen that they were the doctor's first patients since the office reopened. She got both Botox and lip injections. Brielle, she touched her lips. All right, let me ask you guys this. Is this totally relatable or totally insane? I will admit it right now. This is relatable, okay? Because all of us are struggling right now with our hair grown out and our lashes falling off and our nails so chipped that all we want to do is feel a little bit of this TLC that we could give ourselves. And if lips and Botox is what's going to make you feel a little bit more normal or maybe prettier, who cares? Do it.
Who cares? I think the conversation of the lip filler is so dated at this point. I feel like maybe to some parts of the world it seems a little bit crazy, but like if that's what's gonna make Brielle happy, she should do it, and same with her mom. So I agree with that, but I'm just confused. Like, are restrictions lifted? I'm not getting any appointments.
Well,
so
they're
I cannot
in
figure
Atlanta.
Out. Right, so that, okay, so I'm gonna be ugly for five more weeks.
Yes,
is really
you're not ugly. But in LA, our restrictions are different.
Ladies, the only way this is relatable to me is a back crack and sack. I'm first in line to get that, ready to rumble. Lips, I don't know about that. When I was in LA, months and months ago, no, years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, I remember I walked into a bar and every girl looked the same from lip fillers. I'm not sold on any girl getting lip fillers. I'm not sold on it because I just don't.
Guys don't like it.
What's the benefits? What does it? How does it make you feel better apart from the appearance? I don't know. It just, I'm not a fan.
Well, I
love
think
a little teeny fill.
Yeah, I mean, I think girls want to have
okay.
Like,
so apart from appearance, what else does it do
lips.
For you? What else does it do for you?
No, I think it boosts your self-esteem. I do think that you're right that it can go overboard and it can really look bad and cheap, and you can look a lot older than you are with. And I've had some bad lip fillers myself, and by bad I mean they look like two pillowcases on either side of my mouth. It was horrific.
They were honestly
kind of uneven, and they're still a little uneven, but they've gotten to a good place. So I think that you can go overboard. I think doing it responsibly, doing a teensy bit if you're at the right point in your life, I'm for that. But I do think having a plastic face does not serve anybody. I don't think it looks good. I don't think guys like it. So it's just a very fine line with all of that stuff.
I've never done the lip filler, Scott, so yes.
That's your
girl.
There she is.
All right, you guys, have you seen the Patience Challenge?
Obsessed. Obsessed with Stormy.
Yeah, so Stormy killed it, but Kaylee Cuoco, she just put her man to the test with a different kind of little thing she put in front of him. She put some whiskey in front of him and tried to test him to see how long he'd go. Check it out.
I poured you a delicious glass of bourbon. I am going to run to the restroom. You can drink it in a minute, but you have to practice patience. You can drink this when I get back, okay?
Wait till I get back.
Did you wait? Yeah, you can have it.
I did think he was going to drink it with his feet for a second there, and I was like, that's disgusting.
So,
Carrie,
guys,
what's in your beverage?
Oh, you know, just a little spa water, some orange and some cucumber.
Oh, okay. Good. I wasn't sure if you were drinking on the job today. I was like, I would have joined you.
I thought it was a Monday thing. Are we allowed to now? Right. Drinking any
of that? No. I don't know what day it is, but every day is a great day for a drink. But our producers thought it'd be fun to challenge us, so they're telling us we cannot touch our phones for the rest of the show, including commercial breaks. Do you guys know how long it takes to film the show?
I have been staring at my phone the entire time, like you cannot pick it up. It's driving
me nuts.
Mine's
right there. Mine's behind me on that coffee table.
So there's a challenge right now. Where I think, Erin, you'll be okay, but Morgan Stewart cannot touch her phone to the end of the episode.
Why do you think I've been groping this Sharpie? Because I need to have something in my hands to make me feel like I'm doing something. The poor Sharpie is like gone to hell and back.
Any last checks, Morgan? Any last checks? Can you just quickly glance at your phone? Because right now, I do not believe you get to the end of the show. Can we put money on this? Is this legal? Can we right now?
Let's put money on it.
This is probably one of the easiest bets of all time. Morgan, touching your phone.
Okay. Let's put money on it.
I will Venmo you each $30 if I touch my phone by the end of the show.
Okay, great. All right, final time.
Make it sizable. Make it $300. Fine. $300.
Okay.
Okay.
This is good. I like this.
They'll be watching us during the commercial breaks. Good luck, guys. All right, coming up, Brad Pitt's surprise speech, and why it has all of us worked up. Plus, would you fast for 40 hours straight? It's time for Do It or Ditch It. It's all next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back with Do It or Ditch It. We've got to begin with Mr. Brad Pitt. His long hair, it's back. You could see it on full display in his surprise graduation video he just did for Missouri State University. Do it or ditch it.
Oh, I am all for doing it. I feel like Brad Pitt's one of those people that can get away with any kind of hairstyle. Long, short, shaved, dyed, not dyed, highlighted. Mm. It just always is so effortless on him. He's always so attractive, no matter how old he is. So,
if you take the Brad Pitt out of it, could any other guy do it? With that
it
long
is so
hair
perfect hair. I feel
it's very Keith Urban-esque, right? Is that not Keith Urban-y?
It kind of is. I am a major do it. Yes, keep it, Brad. Keep growing it. Scott?
Nah, ditch it. I like him when he's very suave. I like the Mr. Pitt where he's got the short back and sides and he's in a nice tuxedo looking his best. This one just screams F-boy. This screams a man that's going to steal my girlfriend.
Goodbye, Scott.
Oh, my
goodbye.
God.
We've canceled you, Scott. We've canceled you.
Done.
Farewell.
See you, guys. See ya.
All right, we've got singer Ellie Goulding. She says she does 40-hour fasts. She got a little heat for this one, so she tweeted that she worked her way up to 40 hours, eats really healthy before and after, and is not starving herself. 40-hour fasting. Do it or ditch it.
And I can't stand, I cannot stand the people. This is such a hard thing for celebrities because, you know, people that follow them, fans, they want to know what they're doing. And when they're open, they get criticized for it. And people think that means fasting means you're starving yourself. That's not true. There's healthy ways to fast. She's drinking tons of water. She's having electrolytes throughout the day. She eats all the right foods before and after. It is good and proven to be good to fast for a little bit to help with your inflammation, to help with your digestive system. So I'm so over people like coming at people for everything. It's just, it's done. This annoyed the out of me earlier. So do it, and I'm supporting Ellie Goulding.
God, do you need some time?
Why do you want to be hungry? I don't know. I don't get I get the health benefits and all this and that, but no, thank you. 40 hours. I can't even do 8 hours. I need a meal at all times. I'm loving my desserts at the moment, so no thank you.
Okay, you haven't been laid since for 9 months. You could fast for 40 hours, please.
I actually don't think I could.
I'm kidding on this show.
I don't think I could. And thanks for pointing that out. Thank you so much for pointing that out, everybody.
You brought it up, and I want everyone to feel comfortable with you, Scott, and feel like they know you.
Wow, Scott. Now we just all know about your bedroom antics. Okay, we've got another do it or ditch it fast. Could you go without things like your phone, computer, music, or sex for 24 hours to reset your brain? It's called the dopamine fasting. If you do it, it's supposed to help you function better and not be so obsessed. Would you do it or ditch it? I'm doing it. I need this reset.
I just don't get all these people quitting things at the moment. Like, just live your life, enjoy it. You don't have. I get the dopamine high. For me, ditch it. No, thank you. I just like regularity. I'm actually working really hard to stay on a schedule at the moment, to wake up at a certain time, to go to bed before 2 a.m. So for me, no. What about you girls with online shopping? When was the last time you online shopped?
It's been crazy lately.
Where's your hand warming right now?
I was going to show you something. I need to do this challenge because I've been doodling on my water bottle cap to keep myself from touching my phone with the Sharpie. Okay?
Girl, you need the reset.
You look like a magician then.
I need to do it. That's what's going on. I literally keep doodling on the cap so I forget about my phone.
Gyms are being hit the hardest right now. Most of them in the U.S., they haven't reopened, and some have been trying to pick up the slack with online classes. I know I've been doing that. One club in China is even putting in big clear dividers to keep all the sweaty people apart. When the coast is clear, will you do it or ditch it with the gym membership?
That's actually a really, really good idea. We should do things like that. I'm more of a Pilates gal myself, so I don't really go to the gym that frequently, but I would go back to group classes when it's okay. Maybe not for more than four people, but I do it.
Summer's canceled, so what's the point in going to the gym? We only work out to look good in like our bathers. So no, for me, ditch it next year in like 12 months time potentially. But right now, I said it earlier, girls, I've got a real problem with desserts. I am loving anything sugary.
I'm ditching the gym. Bless. I'm just going to go to my trainer's house and continue working out with her. Or I don't mind just working out at home. I feel like I've actually been doing a decent job at that. So, yeah, I'm ditching my gym. All right, you guys. Up next, we've got NeNe Leakes, and she is spilling all kinds of tea about Real Housewives and the reasons why she bailed at the reunion.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Giovanna, I know that you and NeNe were great friends. Why would she not want to be here?
Clearly, she's afraid of the truth.
If Giovanna is over here lying and made all this up, why would NeNe not be here to expose Giovanna? Why would she not take the opportunity to do that, to clear her own damn name? Just the fact that Giovanna's here and NeNe chooses not to be here is all I need to see.
Woo! So that was a sneak peek of part three of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion. And joining us now is my ultimate favorite, NeNe Leakes.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
We are so good. I'm so glad you're here because we need to talk all things reunion. The big question of the night was, why wouldn't you want to be there when Giovanna joined the reunion?
Because I only felt like they had Giovanna there just so they had twisted her brain and wanted her to turn against me. And that's exactly what she did. The whole reunion was about me. I was there from the moment it started to an hour and a half before it ended. It only shows that without me, they can only talk about me.
Okay. So you walked away from both part one and part two of the reunion. What caused you to reach your breaking point?
The first time I walked away, the moment I sat down, they had drilled me, all questions to me, for about 3 hours. I got up, I left the scene. I came back, I asked Andy, is there anybody else here that you have a question for beside me? Because you've been drilling me for 3 hours. I don't think it's fair.
Yeah, so you just had to take your minute to just breathe.
Well, as these girls like to say, I'm not in every episode. So why would the entire reunion be questions to me? When I came back this season, I did everything I said I would do. I said I would make apologies. I said I would extend olive branches and form relationships. And I did all of those things. And then once I got to the reunion, I wasn't applauded for nothing. I was only put down for everything. I go back and try and be friends with Portia because we've always been big sis, little sis, and I did that. And then all the girls could do is talk about, you know, why are we friends? So, I mean, it's like you can't win in this situation.
Wow. And then you and Candy really got into it Sunday night's episode. Andy had to mute you guys. Do you think you'll ever see eye to eye?
I've been working with Candy longer than I've worked with any of these girls, and I've only had respect for her. I've always felt that she didn't like me anyway because I've been here for the longest, and she's been into the entertainment industry since she was probably 15. And I think for whatever reason, when these adults start in the industry as children, they have some sort of, I don't know, something with them, like they need to be number one. Well, I was here first. This is a house that NeNe Leakes built. And so she has to be number two over here. In fact, she's number three, because Portia will be number two.
Since you said this is the house that you built, are you planning to return to the next season?
I don't know that. I never know. I quit every week. It's a very tough show to do. I personally feel like the show has gotten very nasty, and it's a very stressful thing. So I don't know. I will have to talk with my team, and we decide whether or not this is a good thing for me to do or not.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so since I know that this does cause a lot of stress, and there are times when you have to go to therapy to heal from this stuff, I want to lighten it up, and I'm going to give you some rapid fire Real Housewives realness. Okay. Yeah. Which housewife has your back?
Right now, Portia.
Which housewife surprised you the most this season?
I probably would say Eva.
Which housewife has the best style?
That would have to be me.
Which housewife would you vote off the island?
Definitely Eva.
Which housewife have you learned the most from?
None of them. They have all learned from me. I started this.
Which housewife causes the most drama?
Kenya, for sure.
Who is one person you wish would join the Real Housewives?
Well, if I had to pick a person to join the show, I have to pick a couple. I mean, I love to see Phaedra come back. I know she's been here before. And I'd love to have Tamar Braxton join.
That could be fun. NeNe, thank you so much for stopping by. You look amazing. You look like quarantine hasn't even fazed you. You are the ultimate best. And you guys, don't forget to watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta airs Sundays on Bravo. Bye, NeNe.
Bye.
Okay, we have a very important update to give you. Earlier in the show, we were put to the patience challenge, and we might have caught someone on camera totally failing, Morgan. You lasted 14 minutes.
That's not true. This is complete BS. It was my work phone. We needed to be connected to the show, and someone checked it. I checked it to communicate with somebody who had texted my real phone. This phone doesn't count.
You've got multiple phones. It doesn't matter.
Technically, still
you can't
a
touch
phone,
a phone,
Morgan.
You can't
this,
touch
this
a phone.
Is, first
Should
of all,
should I send a Venmo request?
This yes. is ridiculous.
Oh
this,
We're getting $300 no, of Morgan's
does
money.
Not count. This is my Instagram phone. This
Aaron,
is my social phone.
On?
This is what. This is a Unity phone that they made me have. So I did the patient
No one knows what Unity is.
Cool.
I've never
yes.
heard of Unity.
Yes,
anyone
and
I, Unity? Don't know what it is.
I also did my entire cap, okay?
You sound a little crazy. All right, thanks,
to be
Morgan.
Fair,
I'll
Morgan,
look for the money in the bank.
Minutes.
Pretty decent.
It's good.
All right, you guys, that's it for us. Thanks for watching. Tomorrow, we've got New York housewife Ramona Singer. She's here, plus what to do when a relationship goes bad. We'll see you then. Morgan, you can touch your phone now. Bye.
Yeah, I'm going to. The real one.